Okay, you're tuned in to a special edition of Searching for a Thread. I'm here with my son, Silas. How's it going?
Hey.
Doing good today? What's going on?
What
do we have planned for everyone tonight?
Well, this is the 8-year thread.
The 8-year thread's the name of this show. And we're going to play, just songs that we really like, right?
Yep. Yeah, we got 16 and a couple bonuses for...
Right, in case we have some extra time. These are songs that I know personally I've liked over the last, 15, 20 years. Just songs that stick out of my head as like, a great song, right?
And songs I've began to like.
And songs you've just begun to like and have liked over the last 8 years of your life, right?
Yep, my 8 years of my life.
Yeah, so we're calling this the 8-year thread. You're listening to WRFI, Watkins Glen, Ithaca. This is Community Radio. And it's a special edition of Searching for a Thread. Do you want to introduce the first song?
Okay, this song is going to be called You Don't Miss Your Water. It's by The Birds, and it's not really long. It's
not too long, no. But
3:48.
It's from an album that they did where they really started trying to do a straight country sound. They were coming from a sort of rock and pop and almost psychedelic rock background. And on this album, 1968, Sweethearts of the Rodeo, Sweetheart of the Rodeo, I always want to say Sweethearts.
51 years ago. 52.
52, correct. They were trying to be a country act, and they sort of inadvertently started a little subgenre called country rock, Silas.
Yep.
And this is a really great song off that album. So let's play it. It's The Birds. It's called, what's the name of this song called again?
You Don't Miss Your Water by The Birds, 3 minutes, 48 seconds.
All right, here we go with that. Stay tuned to the 8-year thread here, Searching for a Thread.
But I won't. introducing myself as your haze from space. I am no Skylarker. I'm only known as a conquering ruler. Coming from the north with my face to the south, I'm quite sure I can knock you out. I'm the conqueror anywhere you go. The conqueror, I want you all to know. The conqueror, and I rule also. The conqueror. I don't mess with the east nor the west. I leave the public to suggest. I'm the conqueror anywhere you go. And I rule also the conqueror. But look on him face now. Favor them old pick up or resort. Yeah. I have the honor to carry the banner. Needless, my friend, starting to stammer. I'm the conqueror anywhere you go. The conqueror, and I rule also. The conqueror, I want you all to know. The conqueror, put on a frown when I'm wearing a crown. Right here on Iron Street, that's where we'll all meet. I'm the conqueror anywhere you go. The conqueror, I want you all to know. The conqueror, and I rule. So the conqueror, what you have to know, the conqueror, yes, he rules also.
On the way downtown, I saw you looking real good, looking the other way.
All right, that's a song by a band out of Dayton, Ohio, going back to the 90s and 2000s called Swearing at Motorists.
The songs that we just played.
What's the name of that song?
Okay, the first one we...
Well, what's the song? The Swearing at Motorists was Flying Pizza.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so Flying Pizza is from the album Number 7 Uptown.
And it's 1 minute and 45 seconds.
Correct. And I always loved that song. I don't know why. I heard it around the year 2000 when it came out, and for some reason it always stuck with me. Maybe because I love pizza so much. Mm-hmm. It's flying pizza. I mean, you fly that pizza around all day long, I'll be eating it.
Mm-hmm. Before that was Burning Down the House.
By?
Burning Down the House was by...
The Talking Heads.
Talking Heads.
Of course, yes. And why do you like that song so much? That was your pick.
Well, I picked that... Well, I go to Fall Creek,
right?
And there was a haunt party. Well, not really, but like most people that went to Fall Creek came to the haunt on January 26th.
Mm-hmm. And that song was played there. Was
that song was the last one?
Oh, right. Yeah.
And I started to like it, and I thought I would play it.
Okay, what is it you like about it? Is it just something about the lyrics or the rhythm? There's a lot of rhythm in that song, a lot of sort of added percussion.
Yep.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Before that was Conquering Ruler.
Yep, by Derek Morgan. This is taken from a best of the early years of Trojan. And Derek Morgan's a classic ska vocalist and musician who then transitioned into rocksteady and dub. And Conquering Ruler is sort of one of his trademark songs. It's a song with bravado. Do you know what bravado is?
Bravado?
That's
no.
A song like sort of like, I'm strong, I'm the best. Like sort of like trying to show a lot of confidence.
Burning Down the House was 401.
Right. Conquering Ruler, we had 2 minutes and 53 seconds.
It says 251.
Yeah, similar. Close.
Okay.
And then the Birds we had.
Yep. You Don't Miss Your Water by the Birds.
Which we talked about.
Yep. Which we talked about, which was 3 minutes 48 seconds.
Right, so you're listening, right, to Searching for a Thread, the name of this show, special edition with Silas here.
8-year thread.
The 8-year thread. I like that. We're going to transition now into another song. I think this is really a mutual pick, if you ask me. It's by The Kinks, right?
Phenomenal Cat.
Yep.
And it is 2 minutes and 36 seconds.
And it's from one of their excellent albums from 1968. The Kinks are the Village Green Preservation Society.
52 years ago.
Right, another 52-year-old album, right? Because we had the Birds, Sweetheart of the Rodeo. Here's The Kinks. Thanks for listening to your community radio station, WRFI. Do you want to tease a few other songs that are coming up? Or should we just play them?
Okay, and yeah, let's play them.
Let's just play them. Let's surprise everybody. Here are The Kinks.
Thank you.
phenomenal kite who loved to wallow all day. No one bothered him as he sat content in his tree. He just lived to eat cause it kept him fat, and that's how he wanted to stay. Though he was big and fat, all the world was good. When he was thin, he had flown to old Hong Kong and had learned the secret of life and the sea and the sky beyond. So he gave up his diet and sat in a tree and ate himself through eternity. Its glow. Will you try to tell me why before you go? Are your reasons just the same? Will you be coming back again? But you just turn to walk away. I let you go. You just turn to walk away. I let you go. Sleeping softly pillowed by my side. As I slowly wipe my eyes, I just come to realize what you mean and what I'd lose if you were gone. What you mean and what I'd lose if you were gone. see. Walk down that road into history. You, I see all that I'm meant to be. I see music that I never want to end, but I worry just the same. Will I be left out in the rain? Will this hurricane within you carry on? Will I wake up in the morning when you're gone? When you're gone. When you're gone.
My bunny's on the couch, reading those same old magazines. Her body's on the couch, mind is in a dream. We read all the books, saw all the movies. What do we do now? A dream of a getaway, someplace not far away. Let's leave on a Saturday. No, let's leave on a right away. Saturday, let's leave on a right away. Baby, maybe we should stay. Baby, maybe we should stay. Maybe, baby, baby, we should stay. Maybe, baby, we should stay. Maybe, baby, we should stay gone. Stay gone, maybe. Maybe we should stay gone.
Right, that was the Eco or the Echocentrics
with
Bill Callahan from Smog, and of course all of his solo projects, solo records.
And it's from an album called the title. It's something about like a game.
I'm gonna read it here. It says it here: "Getting Away with Your Gal," featuring Bill Callahan. It's from an album called Echo Hotel. The Echocentrics. Now this is a song I sort of liked. At some point, I kept it in my note sort of file of songs that I like, but I have not heard this album. I'm gonna have to seek out this album. It's from 2016 by the Echocentrics.
2016.
Yep. Before that was...
Four years ago.
Right. Before that was what? Agincourt, right?
Agincourt, yep. That was called Lisa from 1968.
Was it? Oh, I think it was from 19... I have 1970 here.
Oh.
That's well, okay. That's all right.
50 years ago.
50 years ago was a big, big number. So that's from an album called Fly Away. What do you love about Lisa? Because that's also a big-time favorite of mine.
Well, I started liking a song that was on an album of Agincourt, and then I noticed that there was Fly Away, which is another album, and I started liking this song, Lisa.
It's a beautiful song. And, you know, we haven't talked about Quagmire Hearts.
Right.
Quagmire Hearts is our band, right? Me and you.
Yeah, well, we copy songs, and Lisa was one of our songs. Last time we played was New Year's Eve.
Right, at the Dossinger's house. Yes, special performance.
Dossinger's are our friends, and we are going to skate with them today.
True, true. Very good. Well, we did skate with them today, right? Remember, we were skating today. And also, the other song we played earlier that we covered as Quagmire Hearts was, what was it again? Oh, You Don't Miss Your Water, right?
Yep, You Don't Miss Your Water.
We've did that one as well.
And now the songs that you just heard.
Yeah, the other one before Agincourt was what?
Before Agincourt.
I think it was The Breakaways, Walking Out on Love.
Walking Out on Love. It was 1 minute, 34 seconds.
Quick one.
Yeah, really quick.
So Walking Out on Love is also the name of the album. It's the Lost Sessions from a band that was The Nerves, sort of an LA power pop band, and they became The Breakaways for a time and recorded all these other songs, and those are all fantastic. It's from a 2009 album on Alive Records.
And first one was Phenomenal Cat by The Kinks, which was 2 minutes 36 seconds.
Yes, another great, great Kinks song. There's so many. I think we have another Kinks song coming up later, don't we? Beautiful. So let's get to keep things moving here on the 8-year thread, right?
Yep.
It's a special Searching for a Thread 1 hour show here on WRFI Watkins Glen, Ithaca. All right, here's a song. I know that we were playing this album constantly. Yep. You know which song? You know which album I'm going to play, or which song we're going to play?
The song that we are about to play is called.
It's Wilco. You don't have your list is sort of all over, but it's Wilco, right?
Yep.
This is your favorite song off Being There?
Yes, it is. It's called Out of Mind, Out of Sight, and it is 3 minutes 20 seconds.
All right, here it is right now.
I found him by the stage last night. He was breathing his last breath. A bottle of gin and a cigarette was all that he had left. Well, I know that you make music 'cause you carry a guitar, but God help the troubadour who tries to be a star. Come on and play the chords of love, my friend. Play the chords of fame. But if you want to keep your song, don't play the chords of fame. Oh, no, no. You know I've seen my share of hustlers as they try to take the world. And when they find their melody, they're surrounded by the girls. But it all fades so quickly, like a sunny summer day. Reporters ask you questions and they write down what you say. Come on and play the chords of love, my friend. Play the chords of fame. But if you want to keep your song, don't play the chords of fame. Oh, no, no. They'll rob you of your innocence and put you up for sale. The more that you will find success, the more that you will fail. I've been around, I had my share, and I really can't complain. But I wonder who I left behind on the other side of fame. Come on and play the chords of love, my friend. Play the chords of fame. But if you want to keep your song, play the chords of fame. Oh, no, no. Mm. Mm.
All right, that was a pretty silly song, but I really liked it. It's by a guy named John Mouse.
Real bad job.
Yeah, it's I like that line. It's I need money for bills and stuff.
Yeah.
It's true.
Time to.
Yeah, we were both laughing at that one in the studio, but that's a song I must have, at some point, I was talking earlier about my file of songs that I've liked over the years, and I put that in there, so I guess I liked it. What was before that?
Well, that song, 2 minutes, 39 seconds. Before that was, yes, before that...
Wolf Parade.
Was Wolf Parade. You are a runner, and I am my father's son. It's a long title.
Yep, from Apologies to the Queen Mary, and that's another Quagmire Heart song.
Yep, that's another Quag... Yeah, we quagmired that.
Oh yeah, we quagmired the heck out of that one. That was on Sub Pop Records 2004. Before that, Marion Faithful...
Wait.
Yes, yes.
You Are a Runner and I Am My Father's Son, 255. And yes, before that was Chords of Fame.
Right, by Marion Faithful from her album of cover songs, Rich Kid Blues. Some really great songs that she chose, sort of like a classic songbook of cover versions.
346.
And Wilco, Out of Mind, Out of Sight from Being There.
320.
That's what we're doing. We got a few more to go, and we're going to close things out here on the 8-year thread. Silas, yep. I've been really enjoying this. We'll do another one of these soon, too.
And our next song coming up is another Wolf Parade. It's called It's a Curse, and it's 3 minutes, 12 seconds.
So now Wolf Parade, I want to ask you, are they one of your favorite bands? I mean, I think they have to
be.
I
like them.
Yeah, there's quite a few songs that you like by them. This is also from Apologies to the Queen Mary, and then we have a few more after that. And we'll say goodnight to the public here on Searching for a Thread Special Edition with
Not
Silas.
Not really night, though, but...
Yeah, exactly. But it's the eight-year thread, which maybe that's what we'll call this series, Me and You, right?
Yeah, and we were thinking of doing our... If we do another show after this one, we were thinking it could be like a long song show and we'd have less songs.
Yeah, what should the longest song be? Like how long?
I don't really know, but yeah, I was thinking of doing that.
That's a good idea.
And I thought of one song that we could do, Pass the Hatchet, I Think I'm a Good Kind.
Oh, by who?
That is by Yola Tango.
That's a great song. Love that. All right, let's get to Wolf Parade here. Thanks for listening in on the 8-year thread on WRFI.
See you. Sometimes I get too drunk and feel so goddamn low. I have no place to go, no one to turn to. I think about your loving arms, where I'd like to be, but it's selfish as can be, and I know it. And if I'm sorry for myself, I'm sorry for you too, 'cause I'm the same as you, and I'm burning. So I sing for everyone who feels there's no way out, or maybe if you all shout, someone will hear you. Oh, listen to them shout. I won't say that I love you, 'cause that would be a lie. I can only say I try, and you know it. Love is something more and less than words can hope to say. It's something day to day in the life we're living. Lovers come and lovers go, but friends are hard to find. Yes, I can count on my hand on one finger. So I sing for everyone who feels there's a no way out. Or maybe if you all shout, someone will hear you. Or listen to them shout. Between us, it just never seems to change. There's a whole mountain range of misunderstanding. So I sing for everyone who feels there's no way out. Or maybe if you all shout, someone will hear you. Or listen to them shout. I shall fight for this land, I shall die.
if I wanna love you anymore. Oh, I don't know if I wanna care. Oh, I don't know if love's really all they say. Seems to me trouble gets in my way. Lord knows I tried to please you. All you did was taunt and tease. Strength away. Oh, kissing you wasn't fun yesterday. Oh, I don't know if it matters anyhow, 'cause I don't know if I wanna love you now. Lord knows I tried to make you happy. All you ever did was wrap me. Oh, I don't know if it matters anyhow. So I don't know if I wanna love you now. Oh, I don't know if I wanna love you now.
Finishing up, that was Mistress Mary, "I Don't Want to Love You Now." From her,
"I Don't Want to Love You Now."
Yes, from her album Housewife. Beautiful record, reissued by Companion Records.
Yep, and that was 3 minutes, 3 seconds. Before that was
The Kinks.
Victoria, The Kinks.
Yep.
Victoria, The Kinks, yep.
Right, from Arthur. That's from 1969, 51 years ago.
51.
We heard the mono mix, actually. Kevin Ayers before that one. You like that song, right?
Yeah, Victoria was 3:40. Kevin
right.
Ayers was "Shouting in a Bucket Blues," 3 minutes 44 seconds.
That's from the album Banana Amour, or Banana More, from 1972, I believe it was, or 73.
And for that was "It's a Curse," by it was by Wolf Parade again.
Mm-hmm.
Another one from apologies. Apologies to the Queen Mary.
Correct. Yeah. Great album.
And
That's where we finished. Yeah, that's where we started.
3 minutes and 12 seconds.
Well, we got to finish
and
up here.
And we have one more song for us to play, which is called "The Time Is Right." And it is 4 minutes, 8 seconds. It's our longest one that we've played so far.
It's by Michael Hurley. It's from Ida Consnock. His 2009 album on Gnomon Song. Finishing up here, we're going to say goodnight. You've been listening to a special edition Searching for a Thread here on WRFI Watkins Glen, Ithaca. Stay tuned for another hour of Searching for a Thread. Here is Michael Hurley.
Love is the closest thing that we can do. Love can't be a dream for too long, baby. Gather, let us walk in the glories of night so real. Time is right for us to make love tonight. The moon is looming out the window. How can you sleep? The stars are blooming.